for that day. How many days you are here in Puri?
Myself, till this 28.
28?
I am not alone.
Then, it may be that after
2 days,
I will know. He is speaking?
Very little.
Very little. He cannot answer any question?
Yes, he can. Doctor is telling him not to speak.
Oh, but we are above doctors. Doctor also tells me not to speak, not to do anything.
I think he's feeling quite well in his life.
I'll have to ask some questions about the doctor. What he thinks about Bhagavad Parampara. Can he say anything?
Yes.
That,
in Bengali he speaks fluently.
Oh.
In English he's a little hesitant.
Oh, I want to hear him. I know something, but I want to satisfy my siddha.
For Bengali, no problem.
No.
How are you? Okay.
Somehow.
I'm very happy to meet you. Wherever I went, it's only the sense of me. Divisive leaders to oppose me so that anyone cannot come to listen to me. He is not in our sampradaya, he is out of sampradaya.
I think it is true. They want to say they are not into sampradaya.
But we are in his form.
Okay, let's say his form.
Yes.
If you say you are
ISKCON,
then you
say it. ISKCON as it is. But they are not. They are telling a story that I told in Varsana, that once Krishna, we went to Parikrama in Gahwarban. Gahwarban, you know?
In Varsana.
In Varsana. On the hill. There is a very sacred place. Here Krishna has done so many pastimes, so beautiful, marvelous. One day Krishna, Srimati Radhika was in Man, and Krishna was very eager. Srimati Radhika was also much more eager to meet, but she has Man. Man was a wall between them. What to do? At least he took the shelter of tree branch, you know?
Yes.
What is that? Shakha. Di shakha.
Branch of a tree, but not tree.
That is di shakha.
Shakha means di shakha.
Shakha means branch. Di means tree. Di shakha is the branch of Srimati Radhika tree.
Mm-hmm.
So, Krishna took the help of Vishakha Devi, that branch. And he took a shape of young, beautiful gopi girl. And in that form, he took some flowers and became like a flower seller lady. And he went there. And she was called by Srimati Radhika. Anyhow, they knew that this beautiful lady is not other than Krishna. So Srimati Radhika told that, I'm so much happy to meet you and you have served me. So I want to give you my dress. And she forcibly, with the help of Lalita Vishakha and others, she began to give her dress to Krishna, and Krishna was now become has so much shame that oh, they will all knew. So at once they began to clap. That Krishna has become lady, but really this girl is not other than Krishna. So all became very joyful. Krishna was ashamed, but he was also so happy. This was the fun. The persons were warning all the people not to go to Narayan Maharaj has given a statement that oh, Narayan Maharaj tells so much nonsense things, oh, very nonsense things, that we cannot tell by our mouth. What simple thing. But I see that Swami Maharaj has written so many, in their view, so much nonsense that I have not touched even. You can see in his what book? What book? Hare Krishna. Yep. Oh, so gandagol.
Disturbance.
Yeah. Very good. By whom? She is coming? Oh, very good. So, I cannot tell what he is writing. So high class of Krishna pastimes. And he has written that without hearing the pastimes of Krishna, anyone cannot give up their
lusty
desires and all their things. Very strongly he has written. And he has written what is written in Krishna Bhavanamrita or any other. It cannot be written and it cannot be told anywhere. But he has written. Then they should burn this book in fire. They cannot tell what Krishna has done for laughing. But he has done so many great things that Krishna made.
First book Swami Maharaj published was Krishna book Rasa Leela. First book.
Here he is. Told that he has made pictures.
This is second book he published.
Second book. You have read this thing?
Yes.
So nothing to tell you.
So they are not reading any book.
They don't read these books. They keep it.
And Swami Maharaj wrote one book, The Search for the Ultimate Perfection of Life After Seeing Sanya. He wrote that, and this is full of this type of
what book?
Search for the Ultimate Perfection of Life. It was not published by ISKCON, it was published it by has not Maharaj.
Now it has been published?
Yes.
So can you supply me one?
Yes.
One book you should sell. You are coming to Navadvipa?
Yes.
Very good. We will meet there.
Okay,
very good.
He's emphasizing very much.
I know that he was Rupanu Kubaisho. But they are not even by the bhakti. They only do so many offenses. Still, I think that they are in our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family, whether they are ignorant. And I think that you all also think like that. If they will cut the connection from this line, they will be of nowhere. You are all okay?
Spanish speaking.
I know him. He met me in Costa Rica. He also Costa Rica?
Yes.
And you?
No.
Never? You have never met me?
First time today.
First time?
Bujhte bachche hain yaar ki bolu bachar.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from you,
Your preaching is okay? Very. Any meeting in Navadvip?
Yes, in Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Mahāj. One day before.
Chaitanya?
In Chaitanya Gaudiya Mahāj.
Chaitanya Gaudiya Mahāj. Tirtha Mahārāj.
One day before Gopunima.
Oh.
And after one day after Gopunima, one Maha Sankirtan, all the devotees going from Hulaghat to Yogapit. One big Naga Sankirtan, like we did in Linda.
From Hulaghat?
Yes.
To?
To Yogapit.
And in Vrindavan?
No, nothing now.
Not now, in Kartik month.
Kartik month.
Very.
Some activities will be in Kumbh Mela.
You are going to Kumbh Mela?
Kumbh
Mela will, after Navadvip Parikrama, it will be finished?
No, Vrindavan Kumbh Mela will be finished, but Hardwar Kumbh Mela is starting.
Starting from?
On 25th.
March?
Yes.
Starting?
Yes, 2 months. And Srila Bhakti Balabh Tirtha Maharaj, he is big tent in Kumbh Mela, and he said for any activity of other mission, he is also giving his tent, is making some Vishwa Vaishnava Rakshava something. That was his proposal.
Very. We'll have to go anywhere?
Our darshan starts at 7 with Guru.
Oh. Where?
In Chakrateva.
Oh.
He's only speaking at night.
You?
No, Srila Puri Mahārāj.
He speaks something?
Yeah.
In Bengali?
No, English.
Here I am only taking rest, walking.
We are waiting for your book about Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshavam.
I want to finish, so I came here only for this purpose.
We are eager waiting for.
But this book will be of 400 pages.
Oh, my goodness!
Not. So it is.
It is Srila Bhakti
not possible to finish here.
Amrita.
I may give the name. Keshav Goswami Maharaj, Charitamrita.
And never was published in Bengali before?
It was published, but...
Small.
Small.
Not such.
In that book, only activities, daily, as a daily routine, was written.
Daily diary.
But I am giving his all kinds of Siddhant, especially and where he gave very strong classes, everything. What was the speciality? What he has written? So essence of all I am collecting and what I have in my box. little box. Especially Achinta Bheda Bhedbhad Tattva about Balde Vidya Bhushan and about Bhagavat Parampara, that Babaji's are not accepting all these things.
I was reading your Upadishamrita.
Right.
And the commentary of Radharaman Goswami is there. This I was reading first time about him.
I've given all the books perhaps to Puri Maharaj.
That book, no, you didn't
after bring
that.
After that it published.
No.
When there last year, then it has been published, all these supplements before only.
I know that I am not qualified person to write all these things. I think this Krishna and Gurudev is doing through me. Because I have no language, no knowledge, nothing, but yet they are doing through me. This, perhaps, have you?
I read the book.
They were denying that Swamiji Maharaj has no relation with Narayan Maharaj. Like they want to prove that day is night and night is day. Like this. They are telling that, oh, this is not sun, this is moon. Like this.
The more they're making propaganda like that,
yeah,
the more people will want to find out the truth.
I never criticized about ISKCON anywhere in my speech. Only what Rupa Goswami, Guru Parampara, is telling. Always glorifying Swami everywhere. That is why all were attracted. For what? We have come here to give something. The object of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why he came to this world? Only to preach this. What was the mission of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami? I have never read all the books of Swamiji, but now I am seeing that he has written everything. Everything. But the blind persons have never opened the books, only distributing, not reading.
Swami Maharaj used to complain about that.
Yeah.
He used to tell them, books are not only for distribution, he said, they are also for reading.
Yeah. They say that by distributing we will go to Vrindavan Golok and Prema Bhakti will be easily achieved. Oh, I want a visa from you for where I will go. In what country? In England, America and other country I want to tour. So one, I want a visa from you. Can you give me?
Visa?
Yeah.
For what?
Can you issue visa for Gurudev to going America?
America
England,
and all other countries?
I'm trying to get him to issue
no,
visa
I want,
for
because I've heard that I've heard that all ISKCON GVC has power to give
passport
and visa to Golok Vrindavan. If they cannot give the visa and passport of India, they will have to apply for any offices. Then how they can give this passport and visa to all to go to Vrindavan? I have heard that any value of whole world cannot be equal to one particle of Vrindavan or Navadvip Dham. By only 2 lakh, 3 lakh, 5 lakhs, they are giving visa to. And Golok Vrindavan.
Passport and visa both.
I want to also to collect. And then I will give it to magistrate anywhere. With a case against them. Very good. We will meet again. What time will be best to meet him?
I think morning time around 10 is very good.
Within 10?
Around 10, 11 he is very...
If I go at about 7 or 8?
7 morning, 8 also he is up at that time.
Huh?
But he is doing his chanting that time. But I know...
When I will go, he will leave, give up chanting.
I think so.
I know. But I don't want to disturb him. I may go at a
10, no problem.
8, half or 9 about.
Any specific day, shall I tell him?
Not this
afternoon. I will take then.
Okay.
Any phone is there?
There's phone also, yes.
Oh, you
what
can note
number?
I will call you. I have your number here, I will call you.
Ah. Okay. Then we will. But within 28, because we will be there. You can arrange kirtan. You can all come. Kirtan party hall here and there.
No, okhane hi bhalo.
No hall. I will be there.
No, okhane kono osubidha. That's why I'm
going to go. Tata chair hata do. At first. From Satya Yug. From the beginning of creation. This Rath Jatra festival. Of Puri. Has been going on. Anyone cannot tell what time is beginning of Rath Jatra. You know the history of Indradyumna, how he came to this place and discovered discovered deity Nilmadha. But he was disappeared, and by the authorities of Indradim he promised that he will come in the shape of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And from the beginning this festival is going on. So festival beginning from car festival, beginning from temple, it used to go to Gundicha Mandir, and the car was taken only by the help of the servant of king, or by the help of elephants, paid persons. And lakhs, about 20 lakhs sometimes, in the car festival, after each 12 years, that is called what? Nav Kalyavar of Thakurji. But the chariot was taken by the persons of king. Oh, we were taking Thakurji on chariot. Only this mood was that. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came after taking sannyas here, renounced order here, the mood was changed. Totally changed. What it was changed?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Not to me, to all. Like a roaring, not very strong. Being very grave.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed to the world that the Jaina was going to Vrindavan.
Zero.
Zero.
Right? Krishna was going to Vrindavan. Then what became? Kansa attacked and Krishna fly away in chariot. What?
No. According to the Hare Panchami festival, Jagannath is Krishna in Dwarka and he's feeling such separation from the Brij Vasis. And he takes permission from Lakshmi Devi to go to Vrindavan.
No, never. He never told this. He is going outside to walk only. He told.
He said he would be back after one day. But after 5 days he doesn't come back. So then Lakshmi Devi becomes very, very proud and angry. And taking many maid servants and servants with her, she dresses up in many jewels and ornaments. And then she goes along with her entourage to the Gundisha temple. And there the maid servants of Lakshmi Devi, they take the servants of Lord Jagannath and punish him severely and chastise them.
Can you tell something? What was the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was brought to us Mahabharata mind. Sri Krishna in the Loka Vrindavan is wanting to take three things which we present in the day. So in order to take these things, actually Maharaj explained one time that Krishna is like a thief. And just as when a thief, he wants to go into a man's house to steal from a rich man's house, like this kind of house, and he wants to steal some very valuable things there, what he will do? Will he go in his ordinary dress? Never, because everyone will identify him. Oh, we know this man, we know where he lives. This man stole this thing from your house, and everyone will catch him. So what these people do is disguise himself. And he'll put on a wig, and he'll put on a coat, and he'll walk differently. He'll do everything differently from the way that he normally lives in order to get that thing. And that process is actually the sadhan. The sadhya is what he wants to feel, and the sadhan is his taking on a dress and feeling that thing. So Krishna, he had a sadhya. It's like an ice-sadhan budget first, he must have a sadhya, otherwise he will never reach a goal. So Krishna had a sadhya. His sadhya was, I want to take the bhav that came out of the Shivanandi. And in order, he would take these bhavs, in order to reach the sadhya, he had to do a sadhan. And what was that sadhan? He had to disguise himself. So he disguised himself. What better way to disguise himself than to disguise himself in the very color and the very mood of Srimati herself? So Krishna, having done this, having disguised himself and having plundered all the wealth of Srimati Bhav from her heart, he crosses the Jamuna in fear of the gopis. The fear he get caught, and he comes to Navadvip and he hides himself amongst the Brahmakula, the Brahmins. And in Navadvip, since Mahaprabhu just arrived from Mahabhakumbai, in Navadvip, mostly Krishna, Srimad Mahaprabhu, in my country, is in his bhav as Krishna. And when he takes the nyas, nyas means to cut. So when a person of this world, he wants to take the nyas, he cuts his identification as a grihastha or a businessman, whatever he may be, and he takes on the identification and role of a sannyasi, which means now I have dedicated mind, body, and soul to Bhagavan. So at first the sannyasi, he may not know how to act like a sannyasi, how a sannyasi behaves, how he supposed to do what he does. So he will have to take advice from a more senior sannyasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he cut his Krishna bhav, nyas means at that time, in my time, it cut his Krishna bhav, and he accepted the bhav of Krishna Bhagavanandi.
Yeah. Important thing.
But this is the making of the Mahaprabhu sannyas. But having taken that sannyas, still he did not know how to act like Srimati Radha. So he had to go to a senior sannyasi, so to speak. He had to go to Vishaka. Who knows better the bhav of Srimati Vishavanandi than her own sati? So in the guise of Vishaka, in the guise of Ramanandura, Srimati Vishaka Devi has come at Godavari, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met her there for the sole purpose. Oh, I have become a sannyasi, but I do not know how to act. You please instruct me. In other words, I have taken Srimati's bhav. I want to take the bhav, but I cannot take the bhav fully. You please instruct me. How does Srimati feel at this time? How does she feel when I leave to go to Mathura? Oh, Vishaka, can you tell me? And Ramananda Roy, Vishaka and Ramananda Roy tells Mahaprabhu, the bhav of Srimati Nandini is exactly the same bhav that Srimati Vishavanandi was feeling when Krishna left for Mathura. Those exact same bhavs were the bhavs that Mahaprabhu was teaching in Gambia. And he could only taste those bhavs after hearing from Vishaka that state. Because Krishna's in Mathura. He does not know how Srimati Vishavanandi is suffering in Vrindavan. But they're suffering from Vishaka with one Srimati Vishavanandi. They all know how she's suffering. So they have to tell Srimati Mahaprabhu, actually, this is how she's feeling. Then hearing all of this instruction from Vishaka, at that time, Krishna, in the guise of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes to Puri and he goes to Gambhir, and then he's able to taste all of his bhavs. But Buddhadeva said, he cannot taste his bhavs fully. Why? Because an actor is somebody wants to play the role of, if somebody wants to play the role of anybody, I don't know how to say this person, but if somebody wants, Elizabeth Taylor. Nobody can play the role of Elizabeth Taylor better than Elizabeth Taylor herself. The actor may look exactly like her, may talk exactly like her, everything like Elizabeth Taylor, but only Elizabeth Taylor can feel how she feels. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna acting the role of Srimati Radhika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radhika. He's Krishna acting the role of Srimati Radhika. So, he's tasting the highest limit of Srimati Radhika's bhav, but not exactly like Srimati Radhika feeling. What Srimati Radhika feeling, you never would do a lot, that is her soul property only. Not even her soul can ever reach this high limit, never. So Srimati Radhika always in the tasting of bhav and in her own internal experiences is so much higher than Krishna even. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu granted, he experienced the highest limit that anyone can experience Radhika's bhav. But even then, Radhika herself can only really feel it. So, Srimad Mahaprabhu begins with the Gambhir, and in the Gambhir, day and night, he was teaching the exact same things that Srimati Radhika was teaching in Vrindavan. What was Srimad feeling when that moment was destroyed? She was feeling all kinds of mixed up emotions, all kinds of sometimes anger, sometimes happiness, sadness, sadness, all the deeper love rising in her heart like tumultuous waves of an ocean, and just like sitting on the stage. The waves are going in, the waves are going out. The Srimad Mahaprabhu is rising above. The waves are not going in.
Are you talking about Bharan Patto? Yes, to Sant Thakur? Go on.
The waves were not going in one direction. Some were like this, some were like this, some were like this. The tumultuous waves in the ocean of Srimati Radhika's heart. Those very same calms, those very same waves were arising in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart in the Gambhir. And there, for Rupa Madhava Ramananda, Rupa and Vishaka, whatever particular bhav Srimati Mahaprabhu was feeling, they would recite or even compose their own beautiful strokes of poetry exactly fitting to that bhav. And Sri Dharapha Pandit, Dharapha Pandit was here also, because Dharapha Pandit actually, when Krishna stole the Bhava Srimati Radhika, actually, he stole her less than Bhava, Rama Bhava. And, correct? He stole her Bhava. Srimati Radhika is a knight, all the knights, Rama Bhava, Dakshina Bhava. Dakshina means Madhya, Krishna, I am yours. And Rama, Kariya, Krishna, you are mine. For Sandhavati has the Bhav Krishna, I am yours. But Srimati Radhika has Krishna, I am not yours, but you are mine. This is controlling Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is called Vasan Bhut. He's controlled by Srimati Radhika, and he is called Swadhin Varshaka. That means the girl who always controls the lover. And there is another time when Srimati Radhika doesn't control Krishna. So, that is how I find it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna acting the role of Radhika. So Gadadhar Pandit is playing Radhika herself. But since Radhika was what's left over after Krishna stole. What was left over after Krishna stole? Gatanya Bhav. So Gadadhar Pandit, he's here in Puri, and what is he doing? Just like I was giving an example before, if someone's acting on the role of Elizabeth Taylor for a film, let's say that Elizabeth Taylor came there to do the acting. I want to see how she's acting my role. So the actress may be on the stage acting, but from behind the person, Elizabeth Taylor is watching and seeing if she's acting everything up correctly. This is what Gadadhar Pandit is doing. He's here in Puri, and he's behind the stage, and whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't get the Bhav right, he's behind the curtain going, that's not how I feel, that's not how I feel, I feel like this. So always giving the picture to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ask him how is it that I'm feeling? Because Gadadhar Pandit is flying by the other self. So, we've heard many times the tragic, horribly tragic story of Krishna when he left for Mathura and how actually Yashoda, Gandhavala, anyway, Uddhav goes to Vrindavan and he sees the devastation of Raj. That actually, even Yashoda, Maya, Gandhavala can choose a little bit. But not quite as much as Yashoda, because Krishna came from her own body. So none of others are able to speak. Yashoda cannot speak. She's lying on the ground. She cannot do anything. She hears things like that. So Buddha thinks that he's seen the topmost limit of pain when he had gone from the ground above and Yashoda. But then he rode in from a distance into a place which is now called Uddhav Cairn. And there, from a distance, he saw some young girls. That actually, they didn't look like young girls because their bodies had become so thin. And they had been there for 3 months, actually, because Krishna, when Akura came to Krishna, came on the journey to Krishna out of Vrindavan, then the gopis, they followed the chariot as far as they could. As far as they were physically able to follow the chariot, they ran into the chariot. And that very place, which was a deep, dark jungle at the time, full of all kinds of dangerous snakes and spiders. Very dense and dark. Now we know there is not that dense and dark. There are only bubble trees. Not dense and dark bubble. But at that time, there were so many ferocious tigers, and it was not a place for any human being to live. And they followed the chariot all the way, and they even were throwing themselves into the chariot. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at Rasa Yatra, is keeping that, that this is that very chariot. So, the gopis had followed the chariot as far as they could, and then at that very spot, they did not return to their homes and their villages and their husbands and their houses, no. They stayed at that very spot for 3 months until Uddhav came 3 months later. And no eating, no sleeping, nothing, only eating, eating, eating. So when Uddhav came there, they just astonished that although these girls are very, very beautiful, they are very, very skinny, and their cloth is very worn and torn, just like dirty rags. And actually, he saw that the only thing that they were doing was weeping and weeping and rolling in the ground. But the girls that were weeping and rolling in the ground, at least they were able to weep and roll in the ground. But this is on the unseen, he could not even do that. He saw that in a distance, there is one girl who was lying dead, completely dead. And one sati is over her with a piece of cloth under her nose, trying to see if there's any one last breath still left in her. And that girl who was dead in his vision was Srimati Radhika. And when he saw this, he felt so ashamed of himself. Because previously he was thinking, I'm Krishna's minister, I'm Krishna's private secretary, I'm Krishna's best friend. I have bhakti. Really, I have bhakti. Everybody knows you have had bhakti. But when he saw this, he realized, there is not a trace of bhakti, not a trace of pain in me when he saw Srimati Radhika lying there like that. Somehow or other, Srimati Radhika came out of her senses and she began talking very madly. And he heard from a distance, even before he got there, he saw very innocently when the girls saw the chariot coming. What were they? They saw this big golden chariot. It was the same chariot, the exact same chariot that Asura had come to take Krishna away. So from a distance, when they saw that chariot, they were thinking, huh? Asura is so cruel that even though he's ripped our hearts out of our body and he's taken our prana away from us, he's coming back here just to rub it in. Ha ha ha, I've got Krishna now. Just see how fortunate I am in your mouth. Then another gopi said, no, no, Sakhi, that's not it. Actually, Krishna has just killed Khan, and they need some dhinya. Dhinya is like a sacrificial offering for the fire when they're celebrating, not celebrating, but when they're mourning, when they're having like a ceremony for the person that had just died. And you need to offer around dhinya that fire, a pinda. So the gopis were saying, no, that's not it. Now, first they were saying, no, no, that's Krishna. Krishna has come. You know what he wants to say to us? He wants to say, just see, Gopi. When I was with you, I was so poor. I had no shoes, and I only could wear no golden ornaments. Only you were looking for flower garlands, and I'm wearing medic ornaments. And I am out roaming with no shoes and umbrella with towels all day. So poor. But now I've left you, I've gone to Dwarka, I've become so fortunate and so prosperous. Just see how fortunate I am without you. So the gopis are talking like this amongst each other in madness.
No. Telling this, Gopiraj telling that to show his opulence, he has sent his
servant,
with so much gold and in golden chariot and full of all these things, himself not coming to. But you should try to come at once in chariot festival. What was the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
So,
written by?
So, all these things.
When after that, Krishna was also feeling so sad and what? Separation mode. So, anyhow, went to Kurukshetra, and at that time Eucalyptus was there. At once all the gopis with Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, Rohini Maiya, all with all gopis and cowherd boy went to Kurukshetra. Not to take bath, but to meet with Krishna. There, all met together. Krishna was also weeping. Mother Yashoda and all gopis were weeping. At last, gopis met Krishna alone and told that if he were not coming to Vrindavan, return. We will die. All goat, cowherd, boy will die. All calf and cows will die. All the forest will be burnt in fire. Yamuna will also be dry. You cannot see Vrindavan again if you are not returned. Anyhow, he was. He accepted to come to Vrindavan. And gopis took Krishna on their manorath. Manorath means? But yet on chariot, this manorath chariot. And they are bringing Nandanandan, Bhajendanandan. Sometimes weeping, telling, O Krishna, Saito Parannath Painu, Jahar Lagi Mahandane Hiriya. After so long time, we are dying in the separation of Krishna. That very beloved, now we have met with that Parannath, with our beloved Krishna. Now we are taking him on the chariot to Vrindavan. So Kurukshetra is like Dwarka. From Dwarka they are bringing Krishna. Or this temple of Jagannath Puri is like Kurukshetra or Dwarka. We may call him as Mathura also. Mathura and Dwarka are same. So gopis are thinking that from Kurukshetra we are taking our Pranad, our beloved Krishna, on chariot and we are pulling it. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks that I should examine whether Krishna wants or not, actually. So sometimes